This is Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner, and we'll start today with groundbreaking research, which we cover in our ongoing series, Beta Tests. You can think of T cells as the body's Navy SEALs. They circulate in our blood, seek out infections, and destroy them. But sometimes they make mistakes, big ones. Scientist Philippa Merrick and her husband John Kapler have spent much of their careers trying to understand T cells. This week, they're flying to Israel to receive the prestigious Wolf Prize in Medicine. Merrick, who's been with National Jewish Health in Denver for 35 years, spoke with CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
Philippa, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What do T cells do, and why can we call them sort of the Navy SEALs of the body?
The job of T cells is to get rid of infections. Our immune system is made of lots of different kinds of cells, and T cells are one branch. Their job is to notice that something's got into the body and destroy it one way or another. There are lots of different ways that they use to destroy it, but eventually they get rid of it. And then they die, they slow down and die away. So that's why we think of them as Navy SEALs. They come in and they do their job and then they go away.
And how many T cells does each person have?
About 100 billion. So if you put them all together in one place, they'd weigh about a pound, but they're never put together in one place in our bodies because their job is to patrol around the body and figure out if there's some infection in our big toe or in our ear and deal with it there. So they constantly have to move around to check things out all over the place.
So if there's an infection in the big toe, they zoom to the big toe and work at it?
Only the ones that can deal with whatever the infection is.
And sometimes T cells go wrong, and that's part of what your research is about. Talk about that.
Yes, the T cells are born in the thymus, which is an organ somewhere above our lungs. And while they're being born, each cell learns to recognize something different. So some of them recognize poliovirus, and some of the cells recognize influenza virus, and some of them recognize staphylococcal bacteria, and so on. So it turns out that most of our body is represented in the thymus in some way. It's as though the thymus was an image of our bodies. And some of these cells have learned to recognize bits of us. For example, the cells in our pancreas that make insulin. So the thymus does another important thing that John Kapler, my husband, and I discovered some years ago. The thymus makes sure that the cells that could attack our pancreas die before they leave the thymus. So they never get to the pancreas to notice that it's there and think it's a virus and kill it off.
I should say that, as you mentioned, you do much of your research in collaboration with your husband, John Kapler. What happens when T cells go wrong? I mean, do they not die off in the thymus if they're going to attack your body, or what happens?
The thymus does a pretty good job of clearing out, you might say, sieving out all the cells that could destroy bits of us. But it's not perfect. The thymus is not a perfect image of our body. So every so often, there's some part of our pancreas, for example, that is not represented in the thymus. And the T cells that could recognize that, therefore, are allowed to escape. They get to the pancreas, they kill off the beta cells, and therefore we become type 1 diabetic. Now, this happens in just about everybody, but in most people, there are control mechanisms that dampen these things down and stomp on the potentially destructive T cells and stop them from killing off parts of our body. But every so often, these systems fail, and these escapees, these little Navy SEALs, get to our pancreas and kill it off. And therefore, they cause autoimmune diseases, such in this case as type 1 diabetes.
And all of this ties into vaccines. You're looking into how they work and how you make them more effective. What have you found so far?
Well, vaccines remain a mystery in a way because we can vaccinate, of course, very efficiently against many, many different diseases. And probably not known to most people, most vaccines contain something that makes the immune system very active. They're called adjuvants. One of the adjuvants was discovered years ago in the early part of the 20th century by a Scotsman. And the adjuvant is called alum, and it's included in almost all vaccines that we get today. And still to this day, we don't really know how alum makes vaccines work. Hmm. But if you give a vaccine without this stuff, many vaccines don't work efficiently. And we've been working for about the last 10 years on how alum does its job. And to tell you the truth, we still don't actually know, which is, I guess, why I still have a job.
And if you figure out how alum does its job, what will that mean?
The goal is to make better vaccines. Many people these days are working on how can we make better vaccines so we can deal with diseases that we don't have efficient vaccines for right now. For example, malaria, tuberculosis, HIV. We have very poor, if at all, vaccines against any of those diseases. And our goal is to try and figure out how the vaccines we've already got work. So perhaps we could improve on the mechanisms we use right now to tackle these other diseases.
And for your future research, I understand you're going to be looking into why T cells tend to behave differently in men and women.
We're working on that right now, my colleagues and I at National Jewish. Why do women get autoimmune diseases such as lupus, rheumatoid arthritis more frequently than men? There's no obvious reason why that should be different. Our conclusion is that there are two things about women that are different than men. First of all, we have different sex hormones than men do. We have estrogens and men have testosterone. And we think it's known that the estrogens drive these autoimmune diseases. But the other thing is that women have two X chromosomes and men have only one. They have an X chromosome and a Y chromosome. And it's something about having two X chromosomes, which is also predisposes women to autoimmunity. On the other hand, the plus side of having two X chromosomes, apart from the fact that we're women, is that we can now deal with infectious diseases, especially viral diseases, better than men do. So, for example, and I always say that's because women have to get out and get breakfast.
Right.
So the children survive and go to school.
What does the women-men difference have to do with T cells?
Well, the autoimmune diseases that are more frequently occur in women than men are driven by T cells. They're caused by the T cells making a mistake, deciding that your pancreas is influenza and killing it off, or your brain is influenza and killing it off. So it would be a straightforward guess to assume that something's different about T cells in women and men. And we believe that we've found a very small part of the reason why T cells are different in females than males.
And looking into the future, say 10 years from now, what more do you hope to uncover when it comes to T cells and the immune system?
Well, I think that pharmaceutical companies and other people doing research in this country, not just us, because many, many people work on these problems, will discover better ways to control T cells, to dampen them down if they're attacking us, or to improve their activity to make the vaccines more effective. The other thing that's already happening is that colleagues of ours in other places have discovered ways to use T cells to attack cancer. And those discoveries are being put into practice right now for people with melanoma, for example. And it's hoped that those methods of manipulating T cells so they will attack our tumors, our cancers, will become much more efficient in the next 10 years. So that's a really exciting part of immunology, which is not part of my research, but part of research by many of my colleagues here in the States and around the world.
Philippa, congratulations on your award, and thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Philippa Merrick is a distinguished professor in the Department of Immunology at National Jewish Medical and Research Center in Denver. She and her husband, John Kabler, have won the Wolf Prize in Medicine.
This is Colorado Matters from CPR News.